Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois. Yes,
hey,
I am Francois Rose.
Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine?
Oh, Alex, it'll happen.
It's being stubborn.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Sometimes I swear there's a ghost in here that decides to do whatever it feels like doing. All right. Well, here we are. We are here. It is Sunday morning. Lots of rain yesterday in the Coachella Valley. It was actually really, really nice to see all that. I enjoyed the rain. I don't think I could spend weeks or months in rainy weather every day, but to have some rain here in the desert, it's just such a nice change to have the overcast. The clouds, and you're really enjoyable. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning / afternoon, Alex.
Yeah, at least I think I'm joining you from the boardroom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can figure myself out here.
Yes, exactly what you're doing back there with all those buttons and pushing. And Alex puts us on the air. He will answer the phone as well if you give him a call at 760-440-8255. You don't need to call him now, though. He's actually working, doing some other stuff. But we will have some prizes later on in the show. And we have lots of things going on today. Every week we have a lot of things going on today. I don't know why I say that. It's like David Muir when he comes on. He says, breaking news, we have a very busy evening. But every night there's a very busy evening going on in the news. Yesterday, the rainbow. Did you see the rainbow out there?
I didn't. I was like a clam yesterday.
Oh, you were? Yeah, you were just holed up watching sports or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I was going to go for a walk. And I said, no, I'm going to do a few more things, then I'll go for a walk. So I'm sitting there at my desk, and all of a sudden I hear this, you know how you can just sort of hear rain sometimes starting? And I thought, really, is it going to rain? Next thing I know, I get up and look outside. It's pouring. It was around 3, 3:30 something. I mean, it was pouring hard in Palm Desert. I don't know about anywhere else, but it was pouring hard and just where it looked like a shower, you know, on full bore, whatever, you know what I mean. So I waited, and I thought, well, I'm not going to go for a walk in that. So I waited, and then, of course, how it does in the desert, it just kind of clears out, and the sun comes up. And then there was this beautiful rainbow. And, folks, it was almost a double rainbow. It was a double rainbow for probably just about 20 minutes. So if you look on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, there's pictures of these rainbows everywhere. Yes. I, of course, took some thinking, well, I'm going to be the first one to post a rainbow photo, but I wasn't. There was a bunch of others out there. But anyway, and some people got kind of fancy, you know. I have a little pot that one of our guests gave us that has the clovers in them. I haven't found a four-leaf clover yet, but it has all those little, and I thought I should have put that out there underneath the rainbow, you know, held it up and took the picture of it right there with the rainbow going into the little pot of four-leaf clovers.
It's one of those things where you think about it afterwards, and you're like, man.
I know. I lost my big moment there, my big opportunity. So anyway, that didn't happen, but it was beautiful out there. We're supposed to get some rain this week as well. And this week is a big week in the Coachella Valley. I mean, we've had already started big weeks with the film festival in town, and now we're coming into the Desert Classic, which they have been working hard on promotions and all sorts of things with the Desert Classic. This week is the week. I know a lot of you won tickets on the golf show. I know a couple of you won tickets on the website. So everybody should have their tickets now. I was told by basically everyone they emailed them out to you. So check your email. You should have them. If not, let me know and I'll see what happened. But whatever info you gave me, I gave them. All right. Today's show is brought to you in part by Thai Smile on El Paseo. In fact, almost every Sunday after the show, I go to Thai Smile. I figure that's a good excuse not to have to cook, you know?
Thai usually is a good reason not to cook.
So I go there. I get a sort of a late lunch, early dinner. And we always have leftovers, which is nice. But I know everybody over at Thai Smile. In fact, if you go in there and mention Traveling with Francois, this is Thai Smile on El Paseo, you get a 10% discount. So, yeah.
You know what? I may have to do that.
Definitely. Definitely. So, and I like Kung Pao chicken, and I like, they have a beef dish over there that I like, and I like the assorted noodles as well. I know a lot of people like to go for their pad thai. Is that how I say it? Pad thai?
Pad thai, yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with that too, but what I really like is their peanut salad dressing. So anyway, Thai Smile on El Paseo. You'll probably see me over there every Sunday afternoon after the show, but don't forget to ask for your 10% discount. Okay, today on the show, Malcolm Gochioko was going to join us with A1 Custom Golf Cars, but he's not feeling well this morning, so we're going to give him a pass. We'll give him one pass. Listen to me. At least he let me know how often the people just they don't let us know until their segment's coming up. Then they send me a text or they call Alex and say, I just can't make it. I'm not feeling well or whatever. So at least Malcolm let me know. But we're still going to talk about A1 Custom Golf Cars and all they do. We'll talk about them a little bit more in the show because it's not just golf cars anymore. People are using them for the river, to go to Ocotillo Wells, to run around their community, to go to the store, to go. I mean, golf cars are a mode of transportation now.
Yeah, and yeah. I think we mentioned it yesterday. It's the law of off-roading as well.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's out in towards Borrego Springs. They have that Ocotillo Wells where it's just full of ATVers, all-terrain vehicle. I mean, all sorts of out there. And they park their motorhomes in these big circles. It's like a stagecoach wagon wheel thing. It's pretty cool out there. They have a lot of fun. So anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And in the second hour of the show, we have Irv Leifer, who just returned from the Best of Africa trip with ACT Tours. His pictures were amazing. I try to get these people because I do the Facebook page for adult customized tours. And I constantly ask, because they go on so many trips all the time, to send me pictures so I can post them. I tell you, Irv had some incredible shots of a cheetah. I don't know if the cheetah was coming up to the van that they were in or what, but just some amazing photos that he had. So I know he had a great trip. I was looking. In fact, now he calls himself Traveling with Irv. Wonder where we got that traveling part, yeah. So anyway, Irv will be joining us, and we'll be talking about his trip, his latest trip to Africa. And they've been out and about quite a bit, so that's always fun to see. So we have that going on the show, and prizes. We have some tram tickets. We also have some Living Desert passes. And who knows? You never know. I might just toss something in there as well. The show is podcast, by the way. If you do like podcasts, you can just go to the website, Traveling with Francoise. All of our shows are podcasts on there. So I don't know the difference between going to just a podcast site or just going to my website and listening to the show's podcast. I haven't quite figured that out.
Yeah. So simply enough, there's services that allow you to put podcasts on them.
Yeah.
So those would be the podcast sites.
Yeah.
And then you have the service that allows you to put it on your website. So now you have the podcast website's service on yours. So you have the podcast website, and then you have travelingwithfriendswall.com.
Which can get very confusing to people, so I just say, it's a podcast. There you go.
Yeah, it's simple.
Podcast. Yeah, really simple. All right, yesterday on KESQ-TV, I was there. I talked about our May trip to Mount Rushmore that I will be hosting with ACT Tours. So going to be a lot of fun. Had my guidebook on TV, and we're going to see all sorts of things. Crazy Horse Monument, of course, Mount Rushmore, Avenue of the Flags. We have a whole day to do our own tours that we want to take as well. So it's not like you're going to be 3 days of nonstop tours or whatever. We're going to do 1 day of all these tours that come with a package, and then there's a full day to do whatever you want on your own, which is very cool, which I like that. I don't like things where it's just so much that you are exhausted after going somewhere. It's not supposed to be that way either. You're supposed to go enjoy it, kind of balance it out. So I did talk about that. And for all the information about the Mount Rushmore trip in May, it's on the home. There's a link on the homepage of Traveling with Francoise. It says click here. And that will take you to the page, and very easy to find out all the information. Okay, so what's going on? Well, we have a few things I want to talk about before we take our first break. Riverside County Fair and National Date Festival. I can't believe we're saying this already. It's almost here. It's what, basically a little more, maybe by 2 days, a month away. Yeah.
Yeah, it's come up quick.
Yeah, February 15th through 24th. They are looking, though. They're accepting applications for temporary positions. Now, they have a lot of temporary positions. The labor position will pay $12.72 per hour. They need a lot of help over there. I mean, it's a fun way to go to the fair, too. You go to the fair and get paid. You're working there, you get paid, and then you get to hang out, too, and enjoy all the fair food and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, some nice perks.
Yeah, I would think it would be a lot of fun. If I had time, I would do it, but I just can't figure that in my schedule. The gates are open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. They're going to have all the concerts and all that sort of stuff for the fair. So for more information, I'm going to post this on the Traveling with Francoise website, but you can apply online by visiting the website rc-hr.com. Again, that's rc-hr.com. And you can go to the festival website as well. And I'm sure they have a spot on there that shows you for employment. Here's a phone number, which I don't know if you have time to write this down, but 760-863-2670. That's 760-863-2670. So if you would like to have some part-time work and you want to work at the fair while it's in town, the 15th through the 24th in February, they're looking for people. They need some help over there. They need a lot of help, actually. I mean, there's a lot going on there. And each year at the fair, I say this, gets better and better and better. And they have their concerts. They have just a ton of fun stuff going on over there. All the animals, all the free shows, the concerts are free, entertainment nightly. Of course, they have the pageant, just a ton of stuff. So I enjoy the fair. I always go. Here's something else in the news that you might not have heard about. You probably don't even want to hear about this one, but I pulled it out of this morning's paper. I thought, you know, it's just, we don't want to believe it, but we have to believe it. A lot of times we say, you know, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, so what do I care? But global warming is really becoming a problem. The world's seas are the warmest on record in 2018. The warmest on record, and they're warming as much as 40% faster than estimated by the United Nations panel just 5 years ago. And I believe that because really look at how much our weather structure has changed. Mm-hmm. From the droughts, I mean, we basically go from drought conditions to flooding. Look at across the United States what it, I mean, our patterns the last couple of years have been very, very erratic. And it's just not that even keel. But they say the ocean heating is critical because of an estimated 93% of all the heat trapped by greenhouse gases settle in the world's oceans. I did not know that.
No, and a lot of people kind of don't know a lot of that stuff. And it's basically consensus through science.
Right. And I, when I'm reading this part, like I say, that all the heat trapped by greenhouse gases settles in the world's ocean. We don't even think about that, of course, which is going to affect the coral reefs, which is going to affect marine life and all sorts of stuff. So anyway, if you don't think it's true, it is true. This is not a political statement of any kind. This is just something I saw in the paper, which I thought was interesting because it is, I remember when we used to travel around on the boat, this was, probably 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that the waters really were really cold in one area and warmer in Mexico. The migration of the whales and stuff was every year. It was so prevalent at certain times of a year, you just know it was going to happen. And then other times they weren't out there. But now the whales migrate almost all year long. They just kind of go when they want to because the waters are so much warmer and it makes a big difference. So anyway, so just, you know, file this stuff away for water cooler talk. They still have water coolers? I don't know.
Yeah. Some places do.
I think they do. I don't know. How about the refrigerator that's filled with water bottles? More like it.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we are going to, find out what our CoachellaValley.com picks of the weeks are. Pick of the week, excuse me. We're going to talk about some other things right here on the show. Maybe I'll give a prize away. We might just do that. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you on this beautiful January Sunday. Yes, it is a gorgeous day out there. What is today? January 13th. Yeah, already. Before you know it, we're going to be talking taxes. I have this big box under my desk that I put everything in there because you're supposed to wait till all the businesses send you all their 1099s or whatever they are. I don't know. I put it all in the box and I sort it all out and I meet with my guy Paul and say, okay, here we go. But, and I always say every year I say, I'm going to get it done early and I never do.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, I get it done before the 15th of April. But anyway, right now with the government shutdown, maybe they'll give us an extension by a couple months or two. That would be nice.
That we deserve that.
Yeah, exactly. Give us a break, you know, for the taxes. All right. Before we talk about free events out there, let's talk about our CoachellaValley.com picks of the week. Each of us, myself, Craig, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, he picks one, and Alex will pick one as well. So my pick is the Desert Classic. Of course, the golf tournament happening this week, the 60th anniversary of the Desert Classic. You can still buy tickets. You can actually buy tickets at the gate as well. They are $30. Includes admission to the on-course hospitality venues, plus the night's concert. If you're going on a Friday, you get that night's concert. If you're going on Saturday, you get that night's concert. They have parking is $10. Just be aware of that. So like carpool with people, but they're really good about getting you in and out with the buses and shuttles and all that sort of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. We might have a little bit of rain Monday and Tuesday, but that's okay. They're ready out there for anything. So it's that's my pick. Desert Classic Golf Tournament over at PGA West. The stadium and clubhouse is where kind of all the action is going to be over on that course. And then, of course, the players will be playing the other courses. So, all right, Craig picks the Desert Town Hall coming up series with Chris Christie. That was his pick on January 22nd. And he has that, and you can go to deserttownhall.org. I have the list of all the speakers somewhere in my pile of stuff here. But anyway, that is his choice, and that happens on January 22nd. I don't know. Tickets usually sell out really fast for that as soon as they go online, the Desert Town Hall series. But maybe not. You can check it out at deserttownhall.org. So, Alex, what is your CoachellaValley.com pick of the week?
Yeah, so mine was Unsettled, which is part of the Palm Springs Art Museum, and the website says it is a sweeping presentation of contemporary art by more than 75 artists living or working in the greater West. So, obviously, people that are regionally kind of local, you know, from the western side of the United States. So, I know that they started it in October, and it'll be till April 30th. So, we do have a few more months to check it out.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, because there are some things. I was looking at some of the events that I have that run a month or so. Others are just, you know, that day. Others that run a little bit longer. So we try to space her out with some of these events. So, again, it's Unsettled at the Palm Springs Art Museum. That is Alex's pick as well. So when you go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, on our calendar page, we have at the very top the CoachellaValley.com picks of the week. And that will tell you what we picked. And then, like I say, you just go ahead and do your own thing, and you can always go to CoachellaValley.com and see all the events that are listed there. That site just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And also, another way to find out what's going on in the Coachella Valley is pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer. They are out monthly, and they have a lot of restaurant profiles in there, a lot of events as well, a lot of concert type and entertainment and restaurants and whatnot. You will find all those in the Desert Entertainer. It's free. They are also online. So lots of ways here in the Coachella Valley to find out what is going on. Go to your chamber. Oh, they have a lot of information as well. So again, you can check it out all over the place, but go to Traveling with Francoise and see what we have there. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500. On the corner, Ramon and Indian, the500ps.com. Check it out, going over there right now. They still have at night the yellow and gold lights up for the film festival, and then we'll go to our regular colors, which just red corners, white, before a next big event's come up. Actually, I should have them do something for the golf tournament.
We should.
I talked to John about that. We hadn't even thought of what the colors. I think they're navy blue and white. I don't know about the navy blue, but we could do blue and white or something. I will talk to John about that and see, because that's another big event here in the Coachella Valley. All right, if you want passes for two to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, now just so you know, these will have your name on them. Yeah, these tickets are for you. If there's a family member that's involved that you want, because we had this happen with a past winner. She couldn't basically use them herself. She was winning them for a nephew. So Alex has to know exactly whose name is going to be on them, because they're non-transferable. So give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. If you want two passes for the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, that's about a $50 value. There's snow up there right now, and I will mail those passes out to you. So, okay, and you cannot have one in the last 30 days. All right, other things going on here in the Coachella Valley. Well, students, grades K through 12 from nine counties, they have the opportunity to be in the contest to predict when Mojave Maxine will make her debut at the Living Desert. And there's a lot of fun prizes involved in this. So check out the website, livingdesert.org/Mojave-Maxine. And to send your picks in. This is a lot of fun for the students in these schools, all these classrooms. There's certificates to be won, T-shirts, all sorts of fun stuff for the class. So enter. Get your class together and enter for the Mojave Maxine. When is she going to make her debut? I have no idea. Like I said, my mother's tortoise. Let's see. Tortoise is desert. Turtle is water, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't come out till it gets really warm. She's spoiled. I don't know why. They said Mojave Maxine came out at the end of January last year. That just seems awful early. Oh, well. I don't know. So enter the contest if you want. All right, other things going on. Let's see. This is happening today over at the Palm Desert Public Library. There is a concert going on at 2 p.m. Ken Green, who will be performing of the 50s and 60s, is a free concert, so you don't want to miss it. So many free things going on here in the Coachella Valley. Also at the Palm Desert Community Center, they have an event on January 17th. It is Chef's Table, presented by the Palm Desert Public Library. So I'm thinking here, oh, this is going to be at the public library as well? I'm confused on where it's going to be. Presented by Palm Desert Public Library. So I'm gathering, okay, maybe it will be at the public library. And that is January 17th. Alana Ferdman is going to talk about couscous. She's going to show people how to make it, and I'm sure you get to sample it as well. So check the public library in all your cities, everywhere up and down the Coachella Valley, and see all the free events they have. Because I have a whole pamphlet here of free events happening at just the Palm Desert Public Library alone. A lot of stuff going on as well there. And the Rancho Mirage Public Library, they have a ton of free things also, along with the observatory. So you want to go to their website, ranchomiragelibrary.org. Check it out. They have a kids, teens, and families event going on Wednesday, January 16th from 4 to 5. It's a magazine collage I guess they're going to make. They use recycled magazines. It's like a scavenger hunt to build your own collage. Sounds like a lot of fun. Also, design it, make it on Friday, January 18th from 4 to 5. It's build your own tri or double fidget spinner. People still using those spinners? I thought that went out of style already.
Yeah, I don't think I know anybody that really uses them.
Yeah, I watched some people. I sat there and watched them just sit there and spin that thing over and over, and I thought, And the point is?
I don't know. It became popular with non-fidgeters.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Oh, wait a minute. I hear the music.
Oh, it came on.
I guess we have to go. We'll step aside for some local and national news. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about all sorts of things. Stick around for more Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. So during the break there, I was getting the football updates from Alex, who is a big sports nut over there. And who's playing today?
Patriots and Chargers, and the Patriots just scored. It's 35-7.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. And what's the afternoon game today?
The afternoon game is going to be Saints and Eagles in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Well, that ought to be a good game.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I would think. Yeah, yesterday, did any California team win?
Yeah, so the Rams won yesterday. They beat the Cowboys here in L.A., so they'll be hosting the conference title game here in LA at the Coliseum next week.
Okay. All right. See, I don't care, folks, until we get to the Super Bowl. And you know, every year we do a Super Bowl pool. We'll do the same thing this year where everybody gets to call in their team. And I make it really easy and fun. We do have quarters and all that sort of stuff. And actually, when I go home and watch it, and then when we hit these events that I talk about in the pool, then I'll draw a name and that person's going to win something. So we keep it simple and fun. Yeah. At one year, though, I used to do a pool where we actually had people call in. 2 years in a row we did it. We gave them each a block. The phones just rang for 2 hours straight of trying to figure out, giving everybody their block and their number and all this sort of stuff. So it was quite interesting, but that's way too much work. Do that. Okay, we did have a winner for the tram passes, and who was that?
It was James from Rancho Mirage.
Okay, well, congratulations to James and Rancho Mirage. And I'll have some more tram passes to give away in the next hour of the show, along with some Living Desert tickets as well. I say that and then I forget to give them away, but I will try to remember. All right, we were talking about free events happening in the Coachella Valley. Well, the HITS Coachella Desert Circuit Horse Show is multiple equestrian events daily through March 17th. This is a really long horse show. This is a really prestigious horse show. It's at the HITS HITS Desert Horse Park on Airport Boulevard in Thermal. You can go out there and watch these beautiful animals and their excellent equestrian riders up there and watch that. So that is happening. I will get this on the website. Also, Pablo Dylan, former rap producer doing personal folk rock inspired by his grandfather, Bob Dylan.
Wow.
I know. This guy is Pablo Dylan. His grandfather is Bob Dylan. He's going to be at Pappy and Harriet's on the this Thursday at 8 p.m.
That's really interesting.
Isn't that?
Yeah. I know. I mean, Bob Dylan himself was interesting.
Very interesting character, yes. So I don't know, this Pablo was a former rap producer, which you really kind of don't, you know, gel. That doesn't vibe with Bob Dylan, but it is his grandson. So anyway, he will be at Pappy and Harriet's on Thursday at 8 p.m. So if you've never been out to Pappy and Harriet's, that's quite an experience in itself.
Yeah. Did you go to Desert Trip?
No, I did not.
No? Have you ever seen Bob Dylan perform?
No, I have not.
He's actually not bad.
Not bad. Have you seen him?
Yeah, actually, I went to Desert Trip.
Oh, did you go to Desert Trip?
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky. And we got the tickets for an insanely low price.
Really?
Yeah.
Ace.
Yeah, so I bought three of them for myself, my sister, my dad. Oh. And, you know, you can't miss an event like that. So
I know.
So, but we saw Bob Dylan perform, and he was good. You know, a lot of people don't like, you know, his style.
Yeah, because he is, he definitely doesn't care. He just pretty much does what he does. Yeah, I don't know why. I kind of kicked myself for not going afterwards, but what's done is done. So it was pretty amazing. Everybody's keep waiting for them to do something like that again. I don't know if they will now that Golden Voice actually sold the whole music festival company there. They sold the whole thing. I don't know if the new company will do something like that. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they actually sold it a couple of years ago. But that was quite something. Well, good for you. Yeah, I know. I really wanted to see the Rolling Stones is what I kind of wanted to see.
Well, I'm sure they'll be around for at least a few more years.
A few years. Yeah. Well, I wanted to see them there, and I didn't go do it. All right, other free events going on. How about Clint Eastwood movie? Free movie, Flags of Our Fathers, and this will be at the Rancho Mirage Public Library. It's free. It is on January 17th. Let's see the movies. I think they start at what time? I do this every time. 2 p.m. if I recall. 3 p.m. Oh, right. 3 p.m. Sorry about that. And it's Flags of Our Father on January 13th. You can go and check it out. Go to the movies for free. Yeah, there you go. Nothing wrong with free movies. Also coming up free is the Salton Sea Bird Festival. That is January 19th and 20th. I will be broadcasting live from the Desert Classic golf tournament, and I just can't work it in my schedule to go out there and broadcast live on Sunday, darn it. But they're getting so much attention, the Salton Sea, with all the government talk, everything going on out there. This rain has certainly been nice for the sea out there. But this is the Salton Sea Bird Festival, January 19th and 20th at the State Recreation Area. There was going to be no entry. It was free day use, but right now all the parks are free. So
yeah.
Yeah, you can go. They had what they were telling me the other day. I'm actually on the board of Friends of the Salton Sea, and they had last weekend over 200 visitors that came to the state recreation. And that's a lot of visitors
wow.
for there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people that are, and with the Salton Sea being in a lot of music videos and whatnot. So anyway, this might be a fun event for you to go to. They're going to have a kayak tour in the Salton Sea. You know, it's just salt water. It's not going to hurt you in any way. In fact, they say that because there's so much salinity in there that fungus are of that kind, nothing can form in there because of all the salinity. So it really is. It's beautiful at night out there. They're going to have talks about birds and things for the kids to do. They're going to have a car show, all sorts of stuff going on. So you might just want to experience the Salton Sea State Recreation Area next weekend, the 19th and 20th. You have all these things to do. You're going to fit it all in. And then Tony and Karen Baroni, they have an art installation. This is free as well with some dance performances. This is going to happen on Sunday, January 20th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Atrium. It is a free outdoor event with ample parking. I'm going to try to head on over there too, but I want to watch the end of the Desert Classic, so I don't know. I'm just so torn.
Decisions.
I know, but I'll be spending most of Saturday over at Desert Classic as well. I want to go to the events, the concerts over there. I mean, they're there for us to enjoy them, and the venue's really nice, so we should take advantage of it and go for that. All right, so today on the show, Malcolm was going to join us with A1 Custom Golf Cars. He wasn't feeling that well this morning, so I said, okay, not a problem. Just, you know, stay home and relax. But I want to give everyone a heads up about A1 Custom Golf Cars and what they do. First of all, they are the leader of lithium batteries. And that is going to be, you know, batteries, all the talk since Tesla came along, and they're constantly doing things with batteries and opening up these lithium produced battery producing plants. Lithium is a way to go because of the no maintenance involved with them. They last so much longer. You won't have all that rust, drip, all that mess that you have in your garage or wherever you park your golf cart because you don't have to worry about filling them with water. In fact, they are enclosed, so you don't even have to mess with them. And they are, A1 Custom Golf Cars is the leader here in the Valley of installing lithium batteries. I won't mention who, but there are other golf car companies that actually send their cars over there to get it done.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. So they do that. They also have desert battery service. They carry all types of batteries for RVs, cars, motorcycles, you name it, including golf carts. They do that as well. That is Desert Battery. You can call them if you have a battery need of any kind, 760-779-4777. So definitely lots of things going on with A1 Custom Golf Cars. And I do their Facebook page as well. Yeah, I do a lot of stuff out there. And I had somebody the other day on the Facebook page share one of the pictures I posted saying this would be a great golf cart for the river. And that's why I brought that up earlier. Sometimes we tend to think of golf cars just golf course, golf course, golf course.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But if you look at big warehouse-type businesses, there's golf carts running around. You look at hospitals, golf carts running around. Schools, golf carts running around. Golf carts are all over. In communities where there is no golf course, golf carts running around. So they are all over the place. They're used for all sorts of things now. So don't just think golf course for golf cars. Of course, they have the golf cars that have your turn signals on them, seat belts, so they are street licensed. Because Palm Desert actually has quite a few areas that you can drive golf carts on the streets. I see them around here all the time. They have their own little lane, and that might be something you would think of. So if you're thinking about a golf car for any type of business or any capacity you want to use it in, we want you to call A1 Custom Golf Cars. Go to their website, a1customgolfcars.com. And check it out and get whatever you want, from the most luxurious to the simple, just, you know, hey, I want an engine, a couple seats, some wheels.
Yeah. You see some really nice ones. You get the Mercedes type out there that they look nice.
There is everything out there. It's crazy. I was driving around RV outdoor resorts the other day, just checking out over there for A1 has a convenience store. In outdoor resorts. It's a really nice little convenience store they have motorhome parts and all that sort of stuff. And just for the people living there, they don't feel like going to the store. They go over to the A1 convenience store. Anyway, I was driving around and I'm looking at these rigs and the cars and the golf carts are just spectacular. They're all the same colors and just gorgeous. Yeah, quite something. And I think, well, wait a minute. Isn't RVing supposed to be, roughing it a little bit? Nah, that would actually be my way of roughing it. I'll do that in RV. And we'll talk about a big RV convention going on here. I think I'll talk about that in the next hour, happening right here in the Coachella Valley. So again, A1 Custom Golf Cars, Desert Batteries. Check them out. Use them. A1CustomGolfCars.com. And like I say, though, all your battery needs and any type of golf cart you might need, that they will take care of that for you. They can do it over there. They can make it custom, or he does have some pre-owned ones as well. Okay. All right. And their information is on the Traveling with Francois website on our sponsors page. All our sponsors are on there, so you can check that out. And you don't have to listen to me talk about it. You can just go to the website and check it out and get your own information that way. Okay, Alex. Well, I think we will go to our next break. When we come back, we have some Living Desert passes you might want. We also have some more information about events you have to pay to go to. All right, you're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes on this beautiful January Sunday with lots of things going on in the world of sports. Golfers are trying to get their golf in before it starts raining again. We had some rain during the week. We're supposed to get some coming up this week. In fact, 3 or 4 days of rain. Hopefully, it won't interfere with the golf tournament. Alex is joining us in the board over there. And let's see, we do have some tickets to the Living Desert. Now, these their admission passes, two of them, to the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens. They expire on March 30th, so you have plenty of time to use them if you would like to win these. And I will mail them out to you. Give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. And I will have some more tickets to give away in the second hour of the show. But sometimes, you know me, I don't remember to do that. So polo is back. The Empire Polo Club announced their 2019 polo season schedule. Polo is really a lot of fun. Now, they are on Sundays at noon and 2 p.m. Obviously, we're not there for the noon polo matches, but we can be for the 2 p.m. Alex, have you been to polo?
No, I've never watched it.
Oh, you've never watched it. It really is. It's really growing, too, down here in the Coachella Valley, because we have those beautiful fields out there in Indio. And so you can go every Sunday. They are silent on January 20th, they told me. But admission is free. It is $20 to park. on a Sunday afternoon. They do these big tailgating parties where people come in. They bring picnic baskets, blankets. They do. I mean, it's really a big setup. They have their favorite players, their favorite teams, and it's big.
Tailgating in polo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, something new. Yeah. Huh. And they're, people are welcome. They do have beverage stands over there, but they're welcome to bring their own food and beverages. And they also have service over there as well. The VIP admission area is $30 per person, which includes parking. And, of course, they have the complimentary champagne divot stomp, all sorts of fun things happening. And on Friday nights, I didn't even realize this. I was looking at the schedule. On Friday nights, it is admission and parking is free, so you can watch polo under the stars, basically, and it looks like that would be a lot of fun as well. So if you've never been out to polo, you should really go with some friends. It's a lot of fun. I know some people get all dressed up and do it that way, like the Queen Elizabeth, is coming or something. But it really is. It's fun. You can go to the website, empirepolo.com, for more information. Again, for the Polo Under the Lights, what the dates are for that, which, again, is free parking and admission. And then otherwise, if you go on a Sunday, as in today, and all the other Sundays except for the 20th, at noon or 2 p.m., then it is $20 to park. But it is a lot of fun. They've been doing this for a long time, too, down there at Empire Polo. We have players. In fact, we might have one of the players calling us in a couple of weeks. Oh, maybe next week, hopefully. And these guys are dedicated. It's a very expensive sport. They travel all over the world to play in these matches. And we have some of the best polo players in the world right here in the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, I actually have a few friends that come from out of town to come watch these events.
Yeah. So it's quite something. It's something that you really need to experience. Take the kids, and you don't even have to understand what's going on, because you'll figure it out when you see them running back and forth across this gigantic field. And you'll see, you know, goals at each end, and you will kind of get the drift of it. Trust me.
It's like soccer, but on horses.
But on horses, yeah. And they are going fast. All right, the speakers, the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series is Tuesday. The first one coming up, January 15th, with Henry Winkler. So we have a lot of speaker series going on. We talked about a Desert Town Hall. They have Chris Christie coming up on January 22nd. Well, the Rancho Mirage Speaker Series, they are going to feature Henry Winkler, Emmy Award-winning actor, author, director, and producer.
The Fonz.
Yeah, there you go. That's him. I was trying to think, what character did he play?
He's the Fonz, the one and only.
Yes. Ooh. And then that is on January 15th. Then on February 26th, they have Dr. Drew Pinsky, the doctor of internal and addiction medicine and host of KBC's Dr. Drew Midday Live. You've seen him. I think Oprah started him out. And then on Tuesday, March 26th, they have Elizabeth Vargas, anchor at A&E Investigates, award-winning longtime anchor ABC News. I would like to go, out of all those for me, I'd like to go see Elizabeth Vargas, because she has had a lot of things happen in her life. She had her own struggles during her work career that a lot of people don't know about. And I think she'd be very interesting. She does a great job. I like all of these, but I think if I was picking one for myself, it would be Elizabeth Vargas. But don't forget, Tuesday, January 15th, Henry Winkler. I'm sure he'd be a lot of fun to go to listen to.
Yeah, he plays a lot of great characters. And I think a lot of people don't get the connection between him being the Fonz and then all these other characters he plays.
Yeah, I knew, but I forgot. I lost his connection, because I'm looking at his picture now. And I don't know, just didn't connect with the Fonz. But you can go to the website, rmspeakerseries.com. General seating is $120. Preferred seating is $150. Individual speaker, that is for the series. If you go to individual speakers, general seating is $45. Preferred seating is $60. So again, that website is rmspeakerseries.com. Don't miss it. And we do have a lot of free speaker series going on as well here. Again, at the libraries, UCR, Riverside, they have the campus over here. They have a lot of free speaker series. So check that out. There's a little bit of everything. Of course, we talked about the Desert Classic, January 16th through 20th. You don't want to miss it. Of course, they do raise money for the Desert Classic charities. So a lot of the monies raised will be donated to them, Desert Classic Charities. I know they're going on a big milestone coming up here with monies raised. Lagadier Sports, they took over the tournament. They made a lot of changes. Youth 15 and under are admitted free with a paid adult. Daily tickets are only $30. You can buy those tickets at desert-classic.com. Friday is Sammy Hager and the Circle. Saturday is Bad Company. Alex, I know you're going to go see one. Which one are you going to see?
I would probably watch Bad Company.
Bad Company, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So last year they had Huey Lewis and the Goo Goo Dolls.
See, I would have loved to watch Huey Lewis.
Yeah, he was great. I went to watch Huey Lewis. It was packed. It was packed with all ages, first of all, because you never know what... some people were a little worried that he would have just a certain demographic, but it was packed with all ages. He gave a great show. It really was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. I didn't go the other night to the Goo Goo Dolls, though, but I heard that was just as good. So I know a lot of momentum is coming up for Sammy Hagar in the Circle and then Bad Company on Saturday. Remember, if you use your Desert Classic tickets on that day, your concert is free. So it's a win-win. You can go a little bit later in the day, watch some golf, hang around, because the concerts are going to start as soon as the golfers are off the course. So people don't leave. There was some confusion last year of people thinking they had time to go home and then come back after the tournament. But they're trying to make it easier and seamless for everyone. And plus, it gets dark earlier now.
Yeah.
And the golfers usually don't come off the course until it's just about dark, the last few groups. So the concerts will start right after the golf. So you can just hang around, go to the bar, have a drink or two, sit back and relax. Sounds like a nice, man, watch some golf, get some autographs. Sounds good. Okay, Palm Canyon Theater. They are in full swing. They have some, their next production is Guys and Dolls, January 18th through February 10th at the Palm Canyon Theater in Palm Springs. For more info, you can go to their website, palmcanyontheater.org. They have a lot of productions coming up, lots and lots of them, but this one is Guys and Dolls. In fact, they have been selling out with their productions. I'll start giving some more tickets away to their shows. I don't like to give tickets away to events that are selling out because, really, be honest with you, this is their time of year to make money.
Yeah.
A lot of these theaters, golf courses, we don't think about, those of us that live here year-round, we just kind of think, ah, you know, season's here. But for a lot of businesses, this is their time. And to be giving free stuff away when they could be, they need that money during the summer.
So. Yeah.
I'm always very careful and respectful to the businesses about that. Before I ask them, and when they even offer things, a lot of times I'll say, I don't need that much. Just give me a little. So anyway, Guys and Dolls, Palm Canyon Theater coming up January 18th through February 10th. Get your tickets now. And if you want some more film festival, you can go out to Borrego Springs because they have their own film festival coming up January 17th through 21st. They have sold out. This is their fourth one, I think. It started out with just 24 films. Now they are over 200 and some, almost 300 films that they have to go through because they only have one theater. So, yeah, it's completely different than the film festival here. But I tell you, they have gained such huge momentum with this event. The directors and stuff are loving going out there because they're inspired. Everywhere you look, you're inspired out there in Borrego Springs. So if you would like to go to that film festival, I know their passes might be sold out, but check it out at BorregoSpringsFilmFestival.org. And again, that is January 17th through 21st. And if you're going to be staying out there, stay at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa. That is my place of choice. That is where I always stay. And also for a few more things happening in the Valley, let's see. We have the horse show, the golf tournament, Southwest Arts Festival. That will be January 25th through 28th. There is the Palm Springs Health Run and Fitness Expo on the 26th. There are Heroes in Recovery 6K on January 27th. Teresa Caputo Live over, I think, at Agua Caliente on the 26th. Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival, January 30th through February 2nd. Desert X is coming to town. We will have the Music Festival, the BNP Paribas Open before. Lots of things. Oh, we have Fitz's jam at the gardens over there for Fitz on, 104.3? Yeah, he has his concert. It kind of kicks off the concert series, and that is over at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden. So Garden Jam, I think that's what it's called there. So you can buy your tickets for that. Lots of stuff going on here in the Coachella Valley. Yep. So don't tell me that you're bored because there's no reason. We have so much free and that you can pay for. All right. In the next hour of the show, we're going to talk some travel. I also have some more stuff to give away. We're going to have our guest, Herb Liefer, is going to join us to talk about his Best of Africa with ACT Tours. We're going to find out how that went. I'd love to go to Africa. Probably a lot of you out there would love to go to Africa as well. So we have a lot going on. So stick around for more Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Okay, and we'll have some national and local news, but we'll be right back.